Now, drunk driving in Wisconsin is a big problem. The State Department of Transportation reports that in 2015, there were nearly 24,000 convictions for drunken driving offenses. That same year, 190 people were killed and nearly 2,900 were injured as the result of alcohol-related crashes.
While checkpoints or eagle-eyed law enforcement officials are one way of catching people driving under the influence, a new program called CARS aims to help officials assess underlying mental health issues that could be a factor and repeat DUIs. Wisconsin was one of the first places to pilot this program, which is now being released nationwide.
Sarah Nelson is the Associate Director of Research for the Division on Addiction at Cambridge Health Alliance in Massachusetts and has worked on the CARS program. Sarah, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, explain to us how this program works.
Sure. CARS stands for the Computerized Assessment and Referral System, and it is basically a mental health screening and assessment tool that we've adapted for use with DUI programs of all kinds. So people who are working with DUI offenders either within the courts or within aftercare or substance use programs after a conviction.
And what are you trying to glean from this type of program? What information are you trying to get from these people with DUIs?
We've learned from our past research that many repeat DUI offenders, so people who continue to offend despite sanctions, often suffer from mental health issues beyond just substance use disorders, so anxiety disorders, depression. And we've also found that many of these individuals have never been screened or assessed for these problems and continue to experience them even after driver education programs or substance use related programs. So what we're hoping is that by using CARS, DUI programs can identify these issues and then help the individual offender seek and obtain additional treatment to deal with some of these underlying issues. We've found in our past work as well that the mental health issues relate to reoffense when you're talking about DUI behavior and other criminal behavior.
Why was Wisconsin chosen as one of the pilot states?
We were looking for a diversity of programs across the nation for our pilot project. So Wisconsin, we selected the IMPACT program because they provide alcohol and drug assessment to many of the individuals convicted of operating while intoxicated in Wisconsin and specifically within Milwaukee County. And so that program sees many DUI offenders from week to week, and they were able to use CARS with more than 150 individuals.
And so this is a computer program, and a person sits down and takes an assessment on the computer?
That's right. We actually worked with Dr. Ronald Kessler at the Harvard School of Public Health to adapt a very well-known and validated computerized diagnostic interview, the CD. So we worked with him to adapt that into a user-friendly program for DUI program. So it can be self-administered by the client, or it can be administered by an interviewer or a counselor. And then the counselor and the client together look at the report and determine the best next steps.
Talking right now with Sarah Nelson. She's Associate Director of Research for the Division on Addiction at Cambridge Health Alliance in Massachusetts. Talking about a new program, the acronym is CARS, that works to help officials assess underlying mental health issues that could be a factor in repeat DUIs. Sarah, what do we know about the role that mental health has in drunk driving?
We know that, as I said, many repeat DUI offenders suffer from mental health issues beyond substance use issues. We know from speaking with these offenders that for a lot of them, emotional issues can often trigger a relapse and can trigger some of this behavior as well. And we know that people with these mental health issues are more likely to have criminal reoffense than those without them, especially if they're going untreated.
This program was initially used in your state, Massachusetts. What did you find during that initial run?
We attempted to learn two things. First, we wanted to know if the tool was actually usable on the ground by programs that treat DUI offenders. So a lot of times researchers will come in and just try to drop a tool or a program. And what we wanted to do is develop this with the help of these DUI programs so that we could really develop something that was useful for them. So we worked with them to find something that was the right length of time, that had the right amount of flexibility. And what we found is that both the staff and the clients at those programs found the tool usable and also really appreciated the report that it generates. It's just kind of a click of a button. It generates a diagnostic report about those mental health issues.
Where does the program go from here?
We just last month put up a website, and we have released it publicly. So that's carstrainingcenter.org. And the tool itself is freely available, and there are training resources on that website. What we really hope to see is multiple DUI programs to begin using this tool to identify mental health issues among this population. Long term, we can also see CARS being used beyond just the DUI program. So substance use programs, other mental health programs, and even your primary care provider.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Sarah Nelson is the Associate Director of Research for the Division on Addiction at Cambridge Health Alliance in Massachusetts. She joined us today to talk about a program that's being piloted, or that was piloted in Wisconsin, to assess the link between mental health issues, addiction, and drunken driving.